Biden administration suggests foreign workers have a right to take U.S. jobs. By John Binder on February 17, 2021. President Joe Biden's administration is suggesting that foreign workers have a right to compete for jobs in the United States labor market against jobless Americans. Last year, in the midst of the Chinese coronavirus crisis, former President Trump signed an executive order halting the admission of H-1B, H-4, H-2B, L, and J-1 foreign visa workers to protect the U.S. labor market. The order sought to free up at least 600,000 jobs for millions of Americans facing joblessness and underemployment. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked if the Biden administration would renew the order, as it is set to expire next month, but she dodged the question and suggested that protecting the U.S. labor market from foreign competition was immoral. "Let me talk to our Department of Homeland Security. It's likely a conversation that would happen in coordination with him," Psaki said of discussions about whether Biden would let the order expire. Obviously, the president's view is that the approach of the prior administration was immoral but also ineffective in terms of addressing the many challenges of an outdated immigration system, Psaki continued. "But I don't have an update on those particular requirements. Should Biden allow the order to expire, companies would be permitted to import hundreds of thousands of foreign nationals to take U.S. jobs, even as more than 17 million Americans remain unemployed, including 1.5 million teenagers, 930,000 Black Americans, and 870,000 Hispanics." Protections for the U.S. labor market are some of the most popular policies among likely voters despite their overwhelming opposition by the big business lobby and corporate interests who are invested in spiking their profit margins by cutting the cost of labor. The latest Rasmussen Report survey of 1,250 likely voters reveals that 74% want a reduction to legal immigration levels, which are currently set at about 1.2 million green card admissions a year. Similarly, 65% say it is better for businesses to raise U.S. wages and try harder to recruit jobless Americans instead of importing foreign workers. Another 61% say the U.S. labor market has enough so-called high-skilled workers and does not need more. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.